What coffee makes you nervous? Crystal Potion. The makers of Potion, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner. A couple of months ago, Mrs. Peterson was just about the nicest, sweetest, most adorable woman a man could be married to. But suddenly something happened to her. Her husband came home one night, opened the door, and he did it like this.
Heaven forbid, don't slam the door that way, and hang your coat up. And for goodness sake, don't just stand there looking at me.
It didn't stop there, friend. Things like that repeated themselves night after night. What had happened? What had turned Mrs. Peterson from a calm, lovable, even-tempered woman into a nagging, short-tempered scold? The doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. No, I'm not going to get up here and try to tell you that coffee fits everybody's nerves on edge. It doesn't. Some of people can drink cup after cup of coffee with no ill effects at all. But plenty of other folks shouldn't touch coffee. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves can only affect you in any one of several ways, irritability, indigestion, sleeplessness, and you suspect coffee to be responsible or even partly responsible, give up coffee and switch to Potion. The Potion contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge. The Potion's distinctive flavor has made it a favorite drink in millions of homes. So start right away to drink Potion instead of coffee, will you? And see what happens after you've given Potion a fair trial, say even in 2 weeks. See if your nerves haven't steadied down, see if your disposition hasn't improved, see if you want a calm, good-natured, likable person again. Drink Potion. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Woods. Well, the citizens of Pine Woods are all excited. They have received this week an emotion picture company from Hollywood that planned to come to Pine Woods to make a picture. It's also understood that Lum and Abner will have prominent parts in the production. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner going up to John Brown's store, talking on the telephone.
Well, I'd love to the worst way, Cedric, but I just couldn't get off this afternoon. Lum ain't here, and I just had to close up the store. Well, is the sign right for fishing now? Yeah. No, fishing ought to be good, didn't it? Who? Be good. For the lame folks. All of them out there in Big Eddie. So that just makes my mouth water to hear that. Now, when was you aiming on going? I know for sure Lum wouldn't be back, but that brings I wouldn't walk up and go with you. Well, I'll take... just a minute, Cedric. I gotta come in. Come in. I'll be down here. Come in, Squire. You go there for me, Abner. Go there for me. How's my old friend today? Oh, tolerably well, I reckon, Squire. Take a chair there. I'll be down directly.
Please, you ever hear that? I'm an old horse.
Hello? Well, I'll tell you what you do, Cedric. You go ahead and dig the bait and come by here, and if Lum ain't back for that time, why, maybe I can think of somebody along the river there owes a store some money and I can try and collect that. And after I see them, why, it wouldn't hurt nothing for me and you to stop and think for a while, I reckon. Well, it won't take me long. I'll think of somebody right there on the road so it won't take that much time. All right. Now hurry so you'll have as much time as you can. All right. Goodbye. Well, Fish, Squire, what's new?
Oh, not much in the world, Abner. I just thought I'd drop over and see what you knew about this report they're going to make a motion picture here in Pine Ridge.
No, I don't know much about it, but I guess there. That fellow Motion, that talent scout from out there in Hollywood, come in here last week, you know, to hire Elizabeth. Got the idea while he's here, it'd be a good place to make one.
Certainly,
Hooper
tell me that they hardly
long
for the picture.
No, I guess they will. That's what the fellow said he wanted to do. They want us to ask him.
When did he plan to show it, Edmund?
Not right away, I reckon, from what they said. He got a telegram yesterday from Mr. Devotion. Said he'd be here the first of the week to make all the arrangements.
Well, it sounds as though there's no doubt what they'll make it then.
Oh, they're going to make it all right.
Do you know anything about what the picture's going to be about, Edmund?
Well, it's about Pine Ridge here, from what he said. Said he wanted him around to play the part of storekeeper. That is, just run our store like we always do.
Well, from that, I guess that your store is going to be in the picture then.
Yes, yeah, it'll be in it,
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that, Edmund. Did he mention any other places around here that he was planning to use?
No. Well, he did say something about Uncle Henry Rushford's place.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah, I knew him drove down by there last Sunday and said he'd make off a pretty setting for a picture, whatever he did. Said that house that man amongst all them big trees would be off a pretty.
Yes, that place of Uncle Henry is very pretty. Yeah, I never would have thought of that, either. That's the only place he mentioned, huh?
Well, he thought all this country around here was pretty. A picnic ground down there by the river. He said that's the prettiest spot he ever saw.
A picnic ground, yes. Who does that land belong to?
Well, that's part of Ruth Wilson's place. Except he just never had a chance to do it.
Oh, yes, that's right, sure. Well, I'm mighty glad to hear that picture couldn't be coming in there, Evan. We should all make some money out of it. And you know, in particular, should make a lot of money.
No, we better. We're a long string before the last few days. I found that fellow just went from hog wild.
You know, what's the matter with Roman?
Well, I think he's going to be on Roman such an ass now, but I just ain't no way to miss him. Got all kinds of high-fleeting matters. Been taking all the money we could get in here at the store and buying a bunch of Hollywood crazy for him. Got himself a checkered coat and some yellow bitches.
Is that Roman, that outfit? I saw somebody go down the street this morning just like that. Had on dark sunglasses, and I wondered who in the world it was. Looked like a circus clown.
That's long.
Well, I do know.
You're gonna make us your show in the world.
See, well, I've got a little proposition. Here might interest you in that. If you need money.
You know what that's for?
I want to rent your store here.
Rent your store? Oh, no, no, I don't believe you'd be interested in that, Squire. This is the only way we gotta make my living. I want to get out of here, Squire. I don't know what to do, hardly.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Edmund. You're getting ahead of me. I don't want you to get out of it.
You mean you want to hire us to run it, please?
No, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Edmund. I'll rent your store, give you $25 a month for it, and you and Mom can go right ahead and run it just as you always have. And keep all the money that you take in.
You mean we get the $25 a month and all the money we take in, too?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to come out on a deal like this, Squire?
That's my word, Abbott. What do you say?
I'm not going to do it, Squire, if you want to do it.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Now, here. I've got an agreement right here all drawn up, and you and one of the partners can sign it.
Well, now, whilst it sounds good to me, Squire, I expect I better talk to Lama about it first.
Well, by the time you talk to Lama, Lama might be out of notion, Abbott. If I get ready to make a deal, I want to make it right then. Might be, and I have made you too good a proposition. If I said it over, I might change my mind.
Well, I will see what it is. Well, what did that agreement say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you. This is an agreement entered into this the 15th day of March, 1940, between Ron Edwards and Abner Peabody, owner of the Jotham Down Store, and Squire Skinner. We agree to lease the Jotham Down Store and J. Skinner for a period of 6 months at the rental of $25 per month. To be paid in advance. During this time, it is understood that we will continue to operate the store as in the past, and all the proceeds of the business shall remain our property. Then you sign right here. Have me see what it was. That'll have to be right now, anyway.
No, that's fine, all right.
It is all right. There's nothing wrong with the deal, Abner.
Well, here, I'll sign it. Well, if you spend your money, I gotta do something to keep us from starting there. That right here, huh?
Yes, it's right there on that line. And here's the $25 for the first month's rent.
Yes, yeah, I believe I made a good deal last quarter. I'm sort of a hard man to trade with, ain't I?
Yes. You got a hard bargain, ain't you?
Well, look, he's coming in with you. This hurts.
Well, I guess I'm going to be running along. I'll see you later, Edmund.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Much obliged to you.
Not at all, Edmund.
Well, howdy, Dick. Oh, hello, Squire. How's everything with you? Oh, just fine, Dick. Just fine.
When did you get in town?
I came in last night. And
then
gave
me off a few days ago.
Yeah, I'll be around a day or two.
Well, I'll be seeing you then.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Come on back, Dick.
How are you, Edmund?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
Say, what's this I hear about seeing Ron going into the moving picture business here?
Yeah, I reckon we're going to be actors. What did you hear?
Why, Grandpappy Sears told me something about it down at the store. It'll be a fine thing for the town, too, Edmund. You'll find it'll be a lot of good publicity.
Oh,
yeah. You should make a good picture, too. You know, a lot of people in larger towns have no advantages of a place like this, Edmund. Now, those for Curry High Town, just as it is, it's the honesty and the sincerity, love for their neighbors that exist here among the people of this town, that will cause an awful lot of interest in Pine Ridge. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened for us.
Yes, sir, I believe it will, too.
Here's Ron.
Well, to be honest, I think he's out passing coals.
Coals?
I believe that's what he called it. He's got that old fold-back horse there at the fuel stalk down there in the pasture back of my place, knocking his tin can around with the shingle club. I told him over at noon he could play a hoop faster so he'd get off and walk. You know how that old horse pokes along.
Well, where in the world did he ever get that idea?
He read it in one of them moving picture magazines. Oh, you wouldn't know him, Dick. He just went from Hollywood, using all kinds of crazy expressions, wearing fancy clothes, spending all the money he got.
Well, I didn't know
that. I made a deal just now to order help a son. I rented our store here to Squire Stimp for $25 a month, and he gets to run the store and keep all the money we take in, too.
Keep all the money we take in? And how's he going to make any money on that?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't believe he realized himself what he's doing. I mean, him got to talking about this moving picture. I told him me and Ron was going to be in it. Run our store, just like we always do. And he asked me some of the other places around here at the set lights. And next thing I know, he made me that proposition. I got the first month's rent right here in my pocket.
Oh, sure, that seems like a funny deal. Wait a minute.
I can see the whole thing now. You can't go through that deal right here. It'll ruin everything.
Huh?
Squire Stimp and Kent Fields own the property. This picture company is planning to you, and then stick them a big price to rent. Now, somebody starts pulling a stunt like that on them, they'll back them out of the deal. Just call the whole thing off.
Oh, my goodness, I've done signing the paper. What do I do?
Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner.
Who called you, Susan?
And remember, Coastal, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.